The U.S. House of Representatives Special Committee investigating January 6th voted Monday to suggest 4 criminal charges against former President Donald Trump to the Justice Department. The charges included conspiracy to defraud the United States, obstruction of an official proceeding of Congress, conspiracy to make a false statement, and aiding an insurrection. The action, called a criminal referral, came in the final meeting of the committee made up of 7 Democrats and 2 Republicans. The leader of the Democratic Party in the House chose all members of the committee, including 2 Republicans. The committee will dissolve on January 3rd when Republicans take control of the House. Committee Chair Benny Thompson of Mississippi said, "We have every confidence that the work of this committee will help provide a roadmap to justice." Thompson said Trump lost the 2020 election and knew it, adding, "But he chose to try to stay in office through a multi-part scheme to overturn the results and block the transfer of power." Transfer means the exchange of power from one group to another. Republican Representative Liz Cheney is the vice chairwoman of the special committee. She said in opening comments, "Every president in our history has defended this orderly transfer of authority, except one." All 9 committee members voted to approve its final report. The report will include its findings on the January 6th, 2021 attack at the U.S. Capitol building. A shortened version of the report, called Trump the central cause of January 6th, saying, "None of the events of January 6th would have happened without him." It said Trump engaged in a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the election. They included purposely spreading false accusations of voter fraud, pressuring Congress, the Justice Department, and his vice president to join his efforts. The efforts, the committee said, were meant to overturn election results to stay in power. The committee also said Trump refused to tell his supporters to leave the Capitol on January 6th. The full report is expected to be released on Wednesday. The criminal referrals by the committee have no real legal standing. The Justice Department must decide whether to bring legal action against Trump. The criminal referrals by the committee, however, place additional pressure on Attorney General Merrick Garland and Special Counsel Jack Smith. Smith is investigating the events of January 6th and Trump's actions. Trump has already launched a campaign to run for president again in 2024. He has long said the committee is unfair and political. Both the Justice Department and the Trump campaign did not immediately answer requests for comments from news agencies. When asked about the January 6th committee's report, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said, "The president has been very clear. Our democracy continues and remains under threat." She added, "The committee has been doing important bipartisan work to get to the truth of what happened on that very day so that we can make sure that doesn't happen again. The January 6th committee also suggested legal actions against 5 of Trump's allies. They include Mark Meadows, his final chief of staff, and lawyers Rudolph Giuliani, John Eastman, Jeffrey Clark, and Kenneth Chesbrough. I'm Mario Ritter, Jr.